The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Concerns about the MAHA movement in the ag industry. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Many ag producers remain concerned about what the MAHA movement might mean for the industry. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
It's a lot bigger than most people think.
And that's Scott Hayes, executive director with the Missouri Pork Association, who says the concern is what restrictions might be placed on popular pork products could be considered ultra-processed.
When we hear ultra-processed foods, we all think about the stuff that's real close to the cash register at the convenience store. I think we can all agree on that, but it runs a lot deeper than that.
Hayes says some within the MAHA movement are promoting what's called the NOVA definition, which would label several pork favorites as ultra-processed.
Under that definition, sausages, possibly even some bacons, could end up in the ultra-processed category. And so we start to have a problem with that. When you don't consider the nutritional value, you just talk about the amount of processing something has as the only unit of measure, you're leaving a lot of important information out.
Hayes explains why the ultra-processed definition that is finally settled upon could have far-reaching implications for producers.
We've used processing for years for food safety reasons, for shelf life reasons. And we need to continue that. What some folks don't realize is the MAHA movement actually could even dig back into animal feeds. So we have some concerns there.
Hayes says the pork industry is actively engaged in conversations with various federal agencies as discussions continue. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
Hi, I'm Ron Calhoun from Lansing, Michigan with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Mild air working north and northeast into Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Day starting with some cloud cover, even some spits and sprinkles over the region. Those clouds should try and dissipate this afternoon as high pressure is slowly moving its way across the northern part of the upper Midwest and should be into the Great Lakes area tomorrow. This high pressure dome is going to come with the milder air, so don't worry, we're not getting cold right away here. I just think that the high pressure dome is going to help us get sunshine back in control for Wednesday. Wednesday likely the nicest day of the rest of the week. Not only do we have temperatures that are moderating, but we also should see decent sunshine. Going into Thursday, Christmas Day, there's a little bit of moisture down to the south. So if you're in southern tier counties of lower Michigan, probably going to deal with some hit and miss light rain or drizzle early on in the day, and then just clouds the rest of the way through. And we see a better batch of cloud cover and moisture coming in overnight Christmas night through Friday. Here's where I think we can pick up anywhere from a tenth to half an inch of liquid over 90% of Michigan. I also think it's going to be liquid in the UP, although some wet snowflakes can mix in. Saturday the 27th, very warm but also rather windy. That's ahead of a frontal boundary that comes through Saturday night into Sunday. That front brings rain and some snow and some definite cold air. Bitter cold in for Sunday afternoon through Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
Dairy Dew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best Dairy Dew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Healthy plants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
Let's talk markets here on Michigan Ag Today. We'll have final Monday numbers coming in just moments. Right now, market analysis from John Zenker of Farmers Keeper. He spoke yesterday with our Andy Eubank.
We have seen a rarity to open up this holiday shortened week, the Christmas week of trade, with no markets on Thursday. But John, a rarity as corn, beans, and wheat all went higher. Seems like a long time since we've seen that. I assume some short covering heading to the holiday.
Well, you know, beans, the funds are still long. Corn funds, I believe, I didn't check the latest update, but on Friday, or Thursday going in, we had some fund length there too. So not sure there's a lot of short covering going on. We're just, it's kind of getting quiet in here like it often does. That doesn't necessarily mean the market won't move this week, but I think we'll be on the quiet side and let's get in the next week and get closer to that January 12th report, which is going to be a huge one. And I'm sure I've said that a few times over the last 44 years. But nonetheless, this will be big as the trade is certainly looking for a downward adjustment on the corn yield.
Definitely money flow, though, did favor some commodities, the metals for one, crude oil, equity markets higher as well. And in addition, we saw a pretty significant export or flash sale of soybeans to China. So that assisted the bean market for sure on Monday.
Well, we had their biggest participation, China's biggest participation in the inspections numbers today. The overall weekly was 32 million, which is not impressive for this point on the calendar, but 14 million of that came from China or went to China. And that's by far the biggest number of the year. Sadly, that's the biggest number of the year. But yeah, 32 million. 10-week average is 39.2. Per Arlen's comments here, we're about 300 million behind the needed pace to meet the USDA's numbers. So that's scary. And even though we're continuing to see some, you know, respectable export sales, flash numbers, we're still way behind where we need to be. And so we'll see an adjustment, I believe, on the export number next month, and maybe we'll see a downward yield adjustment to help offset that.
John Zenker there with Farmers Keeper. On Monday, March corn up 3.25, 447, up 3 on the May, 454.5, 4 higher on January beans, 1053.25, 5.5 higher on the March, 1065, March wheat up 5.75 to 515.5. In livestock, February live cattle up 62 cents, 231.42. And February lean hogs up 85 to 85.35. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.